Among my classmates at Harvard, the thing that bright young guys did was securities law or tax, another white shoe partner remembers. Those were the distinguished fields. Litigation was for hams, not for serious people. Corporations just didn't sue each other in those days. What the old line firms also did not do was involve themselves in hostile corporate takeovers. It's hard to imagine today, when corporate raiders or private equity firms are constantly swallowing up one company after another, but until the 1970s, it was considered scandalous for one company to buy another company without the target agreeing to be bought. Places like Mudge Rose and the other establishment firms on Wall Street would not touch those kinds of deals. The problem with hostile takeovers is that they were hostile, says Stephen Brill, who founded the trade magazine American Lawyer. It wasn't gentlemanly. If your best buddy from Princeton is the CEO of Company X, and he's been coasting for a long time, and some corporate raider shows up and says this company sucks, it makes you uncomfortable. You think, if he goes, then maybe I go too. It's this whole notion of not upsetting the basic calm and stable order of things. The work that came in the door to the generation of Jewish lawyers coming out of the Bronx and Brooklyn in the 1950s and 1960s then was the work the white shoe firms disdained, litigation and, more importantly, proxy fights, which were the legal maneuver at the center of any hostile takeover bid. An investor would take an interest in a company, he would denounce the management as incompetent and send letters to shareholders trying to get them to give him their proxy so he could vote out the firm's executives. And to run the proxy fight, the only lawyer the investor could get was someone like Joe Flom. Ian Skadden, the legal historian Lincoln Kaplan, describes that early world of takeovers.